'cause there ain't no grave. Oh, my body, there ain't no grave. Oh, my body, when I hear that trumpet sound, get up out of that ground, 'cause there ain't no grave.
to see everybody that's come out in the house of the Lord. I know it's a holiday weekend. A lot of people trying to get that last little trip in or whatever, but we appreciate you for coming and being with us here at Morning View today. We thank God for you. Amen. Let's be much in prayer. Remember where the death angels visited. We've got families that have lost loved ones this week. Remember the service today for Sister Doris's sister. The visitation will be from 2 to 4, the funeral at 4. There in Miller's funeral home, and then Sister Ruby Kemp's brother that passed away, the visitation will be tonight, starting at 6 o'clock at Lights' funeral home in Cedartown. So remember both of them. Still remember these that are in the hospital and things like this. Be much in prayer for them. Still remember JT and Emily and their baby girl, Lakeland. We're still praying that everything's going to be all right with this situation. And just pray hard for JT and Emily. They're really, really going through a hard time right now. And so you pray for them and pray they'll get to bring that baby home here in a few days. So let's pray for that. To end of the service, I want to do something. I want to take an offering, special offering for JT and Emily. They're staying at the Ronald McDonald House there in Atlanta. And at cost. Believe me, I know. I know what it is to sit up there in Atlanta and your grandbaby or your baby's in there. And you don't go to the cafeteria and say, I've got a loved one in the hospital. Can I eat free? It don't happen. And it costs. And they didn't ask. Matter of fact, I talked to Emily back and forth this morning. I said, what do y'all need? What can the church do? Because this may be a week. It may be 2 weeks. It may be a month. It may be 3 months. We don't know. And I said, you know, what can we do for you? And she said, we just want y'all to pray. And, you know, most of the time when people need something, they won't let you know it. And one thing about it, money, you can use it anytime. It's better than having peanut butter and cracker and sardines. I'm going to guarantee you that. So at the end of the service, I know it's holiday weekend. You wouldn't expect them to do this. But whatever you can give, every bit of it will go to them. And I know it'll be gratefully appreciated. Amen. Spending gas, JT tried to work today for the first time. He's going back and forth to Atlanta. This gas, nearly $3 a gallon, it's going to cost. And so, like I said, they didn't ask me for it. But I feel like it's our obligation. They're our kids. And we got to remember that. They are kids. Amen. And so let's pray for them. Because I'm telling you, they're going to need this church. And so let's pray for them this morning. Don't forget all the members that's joined since October. If you're here this morning after Sunday school, if you'll meet Sister Joyce right around the back here. We'll get that took care of. Next Sunday is WMU at 5 o'clock. Sister Peg Earwood is the new WMU director for the upcoming year. She urges everyone to start the new year upcoming. So remember that. Coming up in October, we'll be having our trunk or treat. And that'll be on October the 28th. And so remember that. Still remember Brother Robert Flippo that had surgery this past week. And others, remember Brother Billy Lumpkin. And just so many pray for and pray about that God knows and needs our prayers this morning. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Hey, man, the Lord knows all about it. Well, let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. We're going to receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask His blessing upon the service today. Just pray that God be in the midst, and whatever you stand in need of today, I guarantee He'll give it to you. Amen. Well, there, you leave.
Let us pray. Dear most kind and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for yet again another opportunity, Father, Lord, that you've given us to be able to come into your house, Father. We pray now, God, we lift up each and every single prayer request, God, that's been asked here this morning, God. Father, we pray healing, God, for the sick and the afflicted. Father, we pray, God, now for the camps. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with them. Father, minister to them. Father, lift them up, God. Father, we pray now you'll be with us, Lord, in the remainder of this service. Father, we pray, Lord, you'll pour your Holy Spirit.
sir, Lord. Thank God that we've started on the other side, having to do some things with the music and stuff. It's going to be great. Amen. Thank God. We're so excited. Get excited about it. Give away.
When I was praying about which song the Lord would have me to sing this morning, He laid this one on my heart, and I would really like for this to be what we all strive to do. We should all, if we're not, don't have in our hearts that we're ready to be bound for that city, then we should be.
Right.
We should be. Streets of pure gold and
to get up and come to his house once again. There's so many people that's having so much going on in their lives. We all are having things going on in our lives. But, you know, we just got to hold our head up and pray harder. Because I'm telling you, it's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse and worse. We got to hold on. We got to have that faith. We got to fully trust in Jesus. So y'all pray for me.
Hey!
chapter number 4, verse number 35. St. Mark, chapter number 4, verse number 35. We can leave already since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you if you're visiting with us. And we appreciate you coming. Amen. I really do, very bottom of my heart. Hope you've already felt something that encourages you to come back and be a part of us here at Morning View. We thank God for you. Glad this side is just about 99.9% done. And I know the women's restroom is completed and it's ready back there. And but we appreciate it. It looks beautiful. Looking forward to this side. Amen. But you pray for us this morning. Don't forget this afternoon at 5 o'clock if you're on the nominating committee. They have a nominating committee meeting at 5 o'clock here at the church. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Mark, Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35, reading through verse number 41. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35, reading through verse number 41. This message come to me this week, and I began to study it on it, began to pray on it, and it seemed like this is the way the Lord would have us to go. But we thank you today for coming. And the Bible said in Mark chapter 4, verse number 35, the Bible said, and the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Look at verse number 36. He said, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as it was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. Look at verse number 37. The Bible said, there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. Look at verse number 38. The Bible said that this is where you'll find the Lord. The Bible said he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Amen. Look at verse number 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Verse number 40. He said unto them, why are you so fearful? Is it he that hath no faith? Verse number 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Go back to verse number 38 one more time. And that's where we want to come from. The Bible said, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, sleep on a pillow. And they awakened to him, said unto him, carest thou not that we perish? You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, have God that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll clear mind of everything ever thought. Lord, except preaching your word today. God, forgive us of all of our sins and shortcomings. Lord, have mercy upon us today. Lord, give us that holy anointing. Lord, for the message today. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. Neighbor, for now, just
Lord,
for a little while, have neighbor the Lord be in our helper today. I want to preach, have neighbor on this right here, in distress, amen. Have they said, Lord, do you care not that we perish? In distress, amen. Distress, the cause to strain, anxiety, our suffering, our troubles. Listen, we know from last Sunday, as Jesus entered the boat, to go over to the Gadareans and how. And remember the Bible said the legion was healed. And remember that was last Sunday's sermon. But before he gets there, and remember as they aboarded the boat, and they're setting sail of the seas, and remember a great storm came. And remember it began to beat upon the boat. And the lightning began to flash. And the waves began to roar. And the Bible said the storm was so bad, and it began to fill up the boat. And neighbor, the Bible said, it looked like all hope was gone. And neighbor, today the Bible said, listen over here. And see my friend, he went to the Lord. And listen, he said, Lord, and we're going to surely perish. And listen, do you not care? And listen, see my friend, that's the way our life is. And we allow the elements of the world to come into our boat. And the elements of our sin have come into our life, and then it'll drag you down. It'll cause great distress to come in each and every one of our lives today. Listen, you ever feel like neighbor, sometimes you just mothering? Listen, neighbor, from the cares of the world, neighbor, the world has got you down. You're discouraged. You're trying to wear a smile. You're trying to hold your head up. Listen, but you're really in distress. Listen, neighbor, it seems like you just can't even breathe. Listen, and sometimes it feels like the weight of the world hangs on our chest. Listen, Brother White, it seems like every which way do we go? Listen, trouble on every corner. Listen, one writer said every time I go to the great evil, I'm always present. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, life sometimes I can be miserable. Sometimes life I can be discouraging. Sometimes life can cause a great distress. I'll come upon you and I today. And these gentlemen here have found themselves in the middle of the ocean. And the storm is raging. And the battle is raging. What are we going to do? Where are we going to turn? They must have tried everything else. And they went to the Lord. And there he was. I laid in there on the pillow asleep. What kind of help was he going to be? Listen, they looked at him and said, Jesus, do you care not that we perish?
Yes, Lord.
Do you care not that we perish? Do you care not that we're in distress? Sometimes even us as Christians, we've made that same statement. We've made that same proclamation to the Lord. Brother Aaron, when we're going through them things, we cry out and we say, Lord, do you not care what we're going through? Lord, do you not care how the struggle that I'm in? Lord, do you not understand how the temptations and the things and the disappointments and the discouragements that I'm in? I'm in great distress.
God bless you.
We all find ourselves, Brother Harold, in great distress.
Yeah.
We all find ourselves sometimes when we feel like we can't even breathe. We feel like we can't even breathe. Man, that's the worst feeling in the world. Hey, man, it's to can't get your breath.
God bless you.
It really is.
Amen.
A couple of years ago, I had a spell, and I don't know what it was. I never did really figure out. Amen. They took me to the hospital that night. I just left over at Brother Tim and him's house, and they took me to the hospital that night, and, man, I couldn't get my breath. I couldn't breathe. And I told Lisa, I said, take that oxygen thing off the wall and stick it down my throat. Hey, man, I was panting for breath. I couldn't get my breath. I couldn't breathe. It's a miserable feeling to be in that such a distress. No doubt the waves are over their head. And the boat is rocking.
Yeah,
death
on.
Is upon their door. And they don't know where to turn. They don't know where to hide. They tried everything. And they tried to grab a hold of the rope. They tried to let the anchor down. But everything is failing them. The Bible said they were in great distress.
Right.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Not know where to go. You go to the left, you can't go there. You go to the right, you can't go there. You can't go forward, you can't go backwards. Your life is in distress. You can't breathe.
Amen.
You can't breathe, and you're heavy-hearted. You're so burdened down. And, man, sometimes Satan has our life so down and out, so discouraged that we cannot breathe. We're in a great distress.
God bless you.
That's what they were facing here. They were in a great distress, but I look at this situation, and once again, the Bible said that Jesus pulled them out. Jesus pulled them out of the storm. Jesus pulled them to the safe side. Jesus pulled them out of the distress that we're in. I've got good news for you. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy will come morning. Thank God. I'm on the winning side, and the captain of my ship, he said, get on board. I've got it under control. Even in great distress, Jesus is he's the captain of our ship, and he pulls us to where we need to be. in great distress. Three things that I've seen this week in this. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. I needed it, and I hope you need it too.
God bless.
Number one, we see in this in distress, they came. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
They came. They done tried everything else.
Yeah.
Listen to this. The Bible said they came. Where did they come, preacher? They came to the Master.
Yeah.
They came to where Jesus
Amen.
Was.
Yeah.
They came to where he was. Listen, neighbor, listen, who? Those in distress. Those in distress are the ones that came. I'm telling you today, if Satan has got you bound down, or the world's got you bound down, if you'll just come to Jesus, he can help you today.
Amen.
That's why it's said, lean not on your own understanding. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand we face the battles we face. I don't understand we go through the things we go through.
Yes.
All I can tell you to do is get to the Lord.
Amen.
But the Bible said they came.
Amen.
They came. Those in distress. We find all throughout the scriptures. Those who came to Jesus.
God bless
we
you.
Find all through the scriptures. Those that came to Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, left Jesus sealed, healed. We find Jairus' daughter. When Jairus came to Jesus, said, my daughter is sick. They told him, say, she's already died. There's no use in troubling the Master. But Jairus said, I've got to get to where the Lord is. See, they came. And see, every time, in our life, in our spiritual life, in our personal life, every time that we come to where Jesus is, we leave with victory.
Amen.
They came to where he was.
Yeah.
They came to the source that could help them. Master, we're going under. This ship's about to sink. Careth not that we perish. Amen. Did they not realize that the same man that was going to tell Lazarus over there, Martha and him, hey, don't worry about him dead. I am the resurrection. Even if we drown, we're just going to walk around on the bottom of the ocean. We'll be all right.
Yeah,
I've got this under control.
Yeah,
see, they came. They came to the Master.
Amen.
So we're in great distress. I may not can help you. Listen, I've got problems in my own life that you may not can help me with. The church cannot help me with. Things of the life that power upon you and weight you down. But Brother Herman, every time I get to where he is,
Amen.
He makes everything all right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when you find yourself in distress, just come to the Lord and he'll give you what you need today.
Yeah.
They came. They came to where he was.
That's the truth. God bless you.
They come to where he was.
Amen.
If I've got sometimes down there at work, they're knocking plants off the playground all the time. All the time. And I'll go up there and tell Brother Matt, I say, where's Matt? I say, Matt, I need some of them cut off. Amen. You know why I don't stick my hand in that saw? Because I'd be drawing back enough. Amen. But you know what I do? I take it to the man. I can take it to the man. Amen. Thank God. Listen, I come up here and I watch Brother Greg, Brother Dennis, and all these other great members of George and several others that's been up here, and I've watched them, and Brother Johnny drawing all this, and all this work has went done into it. Man, I look at it, and they say, well, what do you think? I say, it looks good to me. Amen. I know why, because they're the man.
God bless you.
They're the man. These people said, Master, do you care? Not that we perish. They came to where he was. They knew he was the answer. They knew he was the solution. They knew whatever their need was, he could meet it according to the riches of God's grace.
Amen.
The Bible said they were in great distress, and they came. They came to him. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not ashamed to come to the Calvary today.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to kneel down at this place right here and say, Lord, I'm sinned.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to lay down right here in this altar and say, God, have mercy upon me.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to say, Lord, I can't carry this load alone. I'm going under. I'm smothering. My heart is breaking. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the answer is.
bless you.
Bless him, Lord.
My heart's been so heavy this week.
God bless.
For JT and Emily. And what they're going through with little baby Lakeland. I wish I knew the right answer. I wish I could just do like one of these kids here, kiss it on the forehead and say everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
I wish I could take both of them in my arms and say, hey, everything's going to be okay. And all I can do is tell them to come to him.
Yeah.
Come to him. And he'll give you that strength. He'll give you that you stand in need of today. That's what I'm saying. When we all find ourselves, Brother Robbie, in this distress called life, we got to come. We got to come see our problem is when we don't bring it to the Lord.
Yeah.
And then what was just a snowball, it gets to be a mountain. But the Bible said they came. The woman with the issue of blood, Jairus' daughter, was sick. The blind man. He come walking with a cane. Amen. He left with his eyesight 20/20. There was a deaf lady that came to the Lord that couldn't hear a thing. But when she left, she could hear the sounds of the laughter and the sounds of the world. I'm telling you, it makes a difference when you're in distress. And all you got to do is come.
Amen.
Amen.
They came.
God bless.
They came to where Jesus. They came to where they could find him.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you today, when we're in that distress,
amen,
get to where the Lord is.
Yeah. Amen.
Get to where the Lord is.
That's right. Bless you, Lord.
Get to him. Get to him. He'll make everything all right. Look, number two, we got to hurry on. They came. Look at number two. But till he came, till he comes. Till he come. The Bible said this waves, this boat's going under. The ship is fixing to sink. But the Bible said the raging was still going on. The storms of life were still brewing. They came. They came. But till he come. He steps out of the bed. I don't even see where he may not even went out to the board walk, or whatever you call the deck of the ship or whatever.
God bless.
But he just said, peace, be still.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, be still. I can just about hear him. This is just theology. Peace, be still. I'm trying to get some sleep.
God bless.
All of a sudden, that old ocean said, have you ever been to the ocean and look at it, it looked like a lake? The waves wasn't moving. You ever seen that? It's amazing. They're just still. I believe the birds in midair stopped.
Yeah.
When he said, be still, I think everything stood still.
Amen.
And they said, wow.
God bless.
Did y'all just see this? This man that even the waves and the winds and the seas obey his command.
Amen.
Well, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Till he come. But I got a hold of this word till this week. There's 50,000 messages you could preach on that word till. I looked at it and I thought about it. Till is a waiting word. It's a waiting word. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 26. Till means waiting, until, waiting upon the Lord. Look at this. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, and we know this is the Lord's Supper, and he's telling us, and this is talking about the resurrection and partaking of the bread, but I caught that word till in here again. He said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till. Till. He comes. The winds were not ceased till he comes. The waves did not come down till he comes. I'm telling you, the storms in your life will never get any better till he comes.
Amen.
The Bible said, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of an eagle. They'll soar to a higher mountain. Thank God. Just wait upon him today.
Amen. Yes.
Just keep praying.
Praise his holy name.
Praying until. Waiting. It's a waiting word. I like that. I'm going to preach on that one day. Till. Till he come. They came. Master, we're in trouble. The ship is going under. You ever feel like your life is like that?
God bless.
I know we have.
Yeah.
I have. I feel like no matter how good you try, no matter what you may go through, the storms of life just keep. And every once in a while, Brother Gary, have you ever, when I was little, they'd throw me in the water and say, drowned or swim. I think they were hoping for the other. But you know, you go under the water and you come back up, Brother Mark. And you know, man, you're just grasping for air. Sometimes our life feels like that, don't it?
Yeah.
I may be talking to a mirror this morning, but I know I do. Greg, sometimes I think, my goodness. You know, boy, us men, we want to be strong. You know, we're the head of the family. We're supposed to have it all together. We got to make sure all the bills are paid, the groceries are bought. Amen. All this stuff is took care of. And when you can't, and things of life begin to get on you, you can't show it. You can't show it because why? Because you want to be strong, don't we? You want to be strong. Unless I'm sick, then I run the least. Maybe I'm sick. I was strong. But this word teal, they came to the master and they said, Master, we're in trouble. We're in a storm. I can't handle it. But when he came, he calmed the troubled sea. Teal, he come. He said, we'll show this even in the Lord's Supper till he shall come.
Mm-hmm.
Till he shall come. Teal. Listen to this. It just gets better. Till is not a speculation with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's an anticipation.
Amen.
It's not a speculation if he's coming. See, I don't worry about if the Lord's coming back.
Bless your Lord.
I don't worry about if the Lord is going to prevail. I know he is. I'm anticipating that day. I'm excited about that day. Now, I don't want to leave the walks of this life any sooner than I have to, but if that trumpet sounds today, I'm heaven bound. Thank God. I'm anticipating that day. I'm anticipating that day that there'll be no more trouble. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more heartaches. There'll be no more cancer. There'll be no more deaths. There'll be no more having to sacrifice. All these things will have victory with the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Amen.
In distress.
Amen.
I wonder today, are we in distress?
God bless
you. Every time I go to the doctor, I don't know if it's on my face, but every time I go, Dr. Stepp comes in and she says, and hadn't even asked me nothing. She'll look at me and say, are you under stress? I just look back and say, what is that? Does it show? Do I look like I'm under stress? Come see me tomorrow. We're living in a world of stress, are we not? We're living with all these things. We find ourselves in the same situation. We may not be out on a boat in the middle of an ocean, Sister Stephanie, somewhere, but we're in distress. We're in distress. We got to send up the flare. We got to say, hey, we need help over here. Well, we cannot carry these burdens alone. I need the prayers. You remember that song, Johnny? It said, I need the prayers of those I love. Amen. I've always said, if you ain't got nobody to pray for, you pray for me. I need it. Every day, daily. I've got to hurry. In distress, they came, but until he come, then the storm stilled. They came, he come, the storm stilled. The voyage they were on was completed. Voyage, that means a long journey. That's what we're on today. We don't know. Listen, yesterday I preached the funeral of a 46-year-old mother. Young life, younger than me. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. So for this one thing we must do, for our storms to be calm, even in troubled times, even in the battle times, to survive this journey, to finish our voyage, we must come to him and get this if you don't get nothing else. If you'll come to him, he'll come to you.
Amen.
If you'll come to him, he'll come to you. Master, do you care that we perish? Yes, he does. They come, he came, and the wind ceased. That's what he'll do for you today. Trust in the Lord. Boy, that's so easy to stand up here and say. Man, it is. It's so easy to stand up here and say, trust in the Lord. Walk by faith and shout it from the housetop. But it's another thing to let God do it. I wonder today, are you in distress? If you are, I'd come to the place called Calvary. I have a lot of trouble with my back. My back goes out about twice, maybe three times a year. Sometimes I can't even tie my shoe. And I go to the chiropractor, and he knows right where to go. Man, I go to him, and he'll say, pop. See, what happens, that spine, that joint, whatever that is in there, it gets in distress, gets in a strain. I can't even move. Man, I'll go to him. I'm not recommending this. He did offer $100 for the building fund, but I go to him in distress, and he, pop. You ever been to him and they crack that head? I don't know so much about that. But man, he pop that back. Stevie, man, I come out of there, woo! Man, I feel good. Amen. Some of y'all remember that. Some of you won't. In distress. Troubled times. The waves are blowing. We're either going to do one of two things. We're either going to try to handle it ourselves, and your ship will go under. Or we can go to where he is.
God bless right now.
And say, Master, we're perishing. I'm dying. And let him calm the troubled waters of your soul. As you stand together, Brother Robbie comes with a verse of a song. In distress.
Page 44.
Storms of life are raging. Stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. Amen. When we're tossed to and fro, stand by me. You ever feel like you're standing alone? We've all been there. Jesus said, call upon the Master. for he careth for you.
Amen.
Always saying, Brother Robbie.
44.